Hi guys, welcome back to episode 41. So last week we spoke about attracting highly qualified traffic to your website. And the key takeaway with last week was that high intent visitors are valuable, but they're not going to convert on their own. So today we're going to be focusing on how to systematically nurture those leads into paying loyal clients.
Yeah, and lead nurturing matters when you're trying to drive growth in leads and revenue. Depending on where leads are in their own journey, you'll generally find that most leads are not ready to buy immediately. So nurturing helps them through the funnel or the customer journey and helps educates them in a way that allows them to make decisions based on the information that's obviously being presented.
Yep.
Now, nurture leads are more likely to convert and spend more over time, certainly far more than those that you're not nurturing. In fact, to be honest, if you're not nurturing your leads, there's a good chance that they'll not convert in the first place anyway, especially if they're not ready to buy. Companies using lead nurturing see 50% more sales-ready leads with less effort, often while also reducing lead acquisition costs by up to 33%. And you also find that it can increase sales velocity. So you're actually getting the sale faster because you've helped nurture the customer through their journey. Mm. It helps build trust and authority over time, making clients more likely to buy and stay loyal. And it reduces dependence on acquiring new leads constantly, maximizing the value of existing prospects. So really, lead nurturing should be part of an overall growth strategy to help drive revenue.
The thing you'll find as well is leads who already feel engaged and educated from your business are more likely to refer others to you as well, others that need your services or your product. A nurturing system allows your business to scale without manually following up with every single lead. So it's reducing that manual labor.
That's right. And generally what would happen there is you'd have a CRM. Your leads would come into your, in general, it's normally like a sales CRM like HubSpot or some other sales CRM out there. There's a ton of them to choose from. And basically what happens is that system essentially categorizes them, and you can set up different lead points within that system itself. So depending on where they are in their journey will depend on where they sit within the categories within your system. But that helps keep your sales team on their toes and keep nurturing them through that process.
Yeah. So some core elements of a lead nurturing strategy. The first one is segmentation. So that's separating your leads by behavior, engagement level, source or intent. So that could be cold, warm, hot in terms of, you know, they've just entered the funnel, you need to nurture them, they've been nurtured, and hot as in they're ready to buy. An example of this is email sequences for warm leads would differ from new subscribers who just download a free guide.
100%.
Second one is content mapping. So delivering the right content at the right stage. We've spoke about this heaps on the podcast. So you have, you know, awareness, which is your educational content, your consideration, which is case studies, testimonials, and your decision, which is the offers, incentives, and calls to action to get them to then take action with your business.
That's right. And the third one is taking a multi-channel approach to engagement, which means using email, SMS, retargeting ads, LinkedIn, website chat, and, you know, have community forums and all that kind of stuff. You need to meet your leads where they are and not rely on a single channel. And this is why we developed Metamorph IQ, you know, because it takes a multi-channel approach. And you'll find that taking a multi-channel approach and being always there where your prospects and your leads are will absolutely help you nurture and drive more growth and revenue.
Yeah. The next one is automation and timing. So using workflows and triggers to consistently engage leads without manual effort. An example of this is if someone downloads your free guide off your website, it automatically sends a follow-up email with more value and maybe a little incentive or offer. And the last one is relationship building. So build trust and credibility through personalized messaging, storytelling, and consistent value. An example of this could be sharing behind the scenes insights, some industry tips, or even exclusive content.
Absolutely. Now, there are some practical steps, Chloe, we can take to implement lead nurturing. The first one is that you need to map the customer journey from first touch through to conversion, through to being a repeat client. The second one is define the micro conversions within your website and the customer journey, which includes things like clicks, downloadable page visits, you know, landing page visits, and track, just so you can kind of track engagement. Third one is creating email sequences, which you've just touched on there, and content flows for each segment within your database, because each one will be different, you know. So again, like what you were saying there, if someone's just downloaded a guide, they're not ready to buy yet, right? You're still nurturing them. Fourth one is use marketing automation tools like ActiveCampaign, HubSpot, MailChimp, or indeed our own platform, MetamorphOS, which helps deliver the messages at scale. And there's a lot of other email marketing and outbound marketing applications that you can use for this, especially for B2B. The fifth step is monitoring engagement metrics. So that's things like open rates, you know, click-throughs, conversions, and just adjust your messaging to help improve those metrics consistently on a month-to-month basis, making sure you're only testing one thing at a time, of course. And then that leads us into the final practical step, which is testing and iterate. You need to continuously implement small tweaks, you know, as I say, one thing at a time. Honestly, by doing that, you can generally significantly increase revenue improvements.
So an example of this is an e-commerce brand that sends abandoned car emails plus some educational content, and they convert 20% more carts than no follow-up. And the second one is a B2B service sends segmented case studies and client success stories, which warms leads faster and shortens the sales cycle.
100%.
Some common lead nurturing mistakes to avoid is sending generic or irrelevant content. Now, another one that's linked to this as well is just copying, pasting the same message to the same people when you're outreaching. There's nothing worse than getting something that says, hi, first name, blah, 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 blah. Second one is overloading leads with too many messages at once. Third one is ignoring data. So decisions should always be driven by your data and, you know, engagement metrics and conversions, you know, what's actually working to what's not. It shouldn't be based off your opinions. It should never be based off your opinions, because your opinion might differ from your ICP's opinion. And the next one is focusing only on conversions without actually building relationships. So that's just solely focusing on bringing money in without actually nurturing your clients and creating that long-term sustainability.
Yes, right. That's almost the same as leads, getting leads in versus brand marketing.
You know? Yeah, or buying leads. And yeah.
Aye.
Next one is forgetting post-sale nurturing for repeat business. So this one is extremely important, because a lot of people tend to go, okay, they've purchased, that's it. But it's not. It's that flywheel, and it's that continuous, you know, you want them to become advocates of your brand. You want to treat them with the utmost respect, like they're this absolute amazing goddess or god, and really make them feel special. And the last one is not aligning your content with the stage of the buyer journey. So tip, a lead nurturing system is as much about relationship building as it is about the sales. If you ignore either, then your results will suffer.
So I've got some actual takeaways for the listeners this week. The first one is segment your leads by intent, behavior, and value. Even just segment your leads so that you can target them better would help massively. Map your content to each stage of the journey. Implement automation to engage your prospects consistently. And measure engagement and conversions to optimize the sequences. So don't just create a sequence and then just leave it and just hope for the best. You know, make sure you're testing these things. Test everything in marketing. The second last one is nurture your post-sale to drive loyalty and repeat purchases. You know, your sale isn't the end, that's just the beginning. And you can always make far more money from current customers, and it's much cheaper to sell to current customers than what it is to find and sell to new customers. And finally, test and iterate to continually improve results. At Adonis, we're always about innovating, improving results, measuring, testing, and continually improving. And you need to be doing that as well.
Amazing. So next week, we're going to be dropping our Christmas special. So we're going to be revealing our 2025 marketing naughty and nice list. Yep. We're calling out the brands, campaigns, and marketing moments that absolutely slayed this year, pun intended, and the ones that should probably get some coal in their inbox. So from viral TikTok hits to email disasters, genius brand storytelling, or PR nightmares, we're breaking down the good, the bad, and why did that even happen? So grab your eggnog, get comfy, and tune in for a fun, lighthearted wrap-up of the year. Great. Well, we'll see you next week. Bye.